bucks on them. Go ahead and open your Bibles with me in the book of Romans, chapter 1.
We'll look at Romans chapter 1, look at one verse. And verse 17, Romans chapter 1, verse 17. And y'all pray for it, because I feel like I'm not going to give this what it really needs to be done tonight. But we need the power of God in my life to really reveal what it needs to be said. But I want to talk to you tonight about incentive to pray. We know to pray, but really, I think the problem is we look at truths and we know them, but we just don't plow them. And you know, I was listening to Brother Ray. He was sharing that God is doing that, and I really challenged my heart, thinking, you know what, Brother Ray, you need to share that. And you say, well, it just by chance. I mean, I've driven through times where it's raining, it's real hard, and I come out and it's dry too. And we can come excuses and everything else, but that sounds like the children of Israel. A lot of times we find excuses why this hadn't happened. But this, when I ask God for something, God works. I mean, why am I coming to excuses when saying it's not God? Or, I mean, God works. God answers prayer. He really does. The problem is we just don't see those things. And I know Brother Jack, he used to sell a lot of Christian books and all that. You know, you read those books and you hear about men of old where they pray and do some mighty things and God worked powerfully. And it's like the yesteryears that God used to work, and He don't work today. And then how can I, as a pastor, preach to you and say, you know, God does great mighty things? And you say, preacher, have you seen it? And I go, well, no, I've never seen it. That's just convicting to me, because it's the same God. He said, I don't change. So if He doesn't change, it's the same God it was with Paul, same with God with Peter, same God with Moses, and same God with Abraham. And it's the same God and the same powerful God. And I got a God that can do anything. Then what's the problem? Me. I'm the problem. So I need to get out of the way, don't I? I need to get out of the way. I mean, I'm going to just try to talk with us tonight a little bit. And I'm kind of in sense to the prayer. I'm going to talk about, I mean, we can really trust Him. I'm going to talk about, number one, we can really trust God. Can we really trust God? Can we really rely on God? I mean, can we really rely on Him? Can we really depend on Him? I mean, I tell my kids, you know, hey, this book's valuable. Can I really say that and say with all my heart, listen, you hold on this book, you can rely on it. Is that true? Then why we don't live it? You know what I'm saying? We really think about it, we don't live it. Now, let's all just get together. And, you know, I'm not pointing to you and you're not pointing to me. This be our reality, because the truth is, we're not. I think we can look in our lives and see our failures. And you heard me say many times, and boy, I've done it many, many times. I've sit there and worry about situations, and I walk the floors. You know, saying the carpet was, I would walk the carpet off. I mean, I'll make, you know, the old rug. I could just make a pathway like through weeds. You know what I'm saying? I was in Africa, and I lived there. And there's a certain mountain I walked up every day, and I pray and I fasted and pray. I didn't know where I was going that first time, Brother Peterson. I was kind of looking around, and there's lions and tigers and bears. You know, kind of thinking of those things. But I said, well, if there is, then God, can't God protect me? I noticed one day I was walking, and there was a trail. And that was me going up that mountain every day. And that was a special place to me because God met with me. It's special. Where's your special place? Where's your special place at home? A couch in my office is kind of getting special to me. These altars here are kind of special to me because I meet with my God. We've got to find a place. So I'm just kind of want to talk to you tonight a little bit. But look at verse 17. It says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. The righteousness of God was revealed. Think about it. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Think about that. Let's pray. Father, and Lord, I can't preach this without Your power, Lord God. I can't really give the what it needs to be given, Lord God, what You've shown me and challenge me, Lord. Help Your people to understand what You've taught me and help me to pour it on to them, Lord, as You poured it in me, and Lord, and help me to chew on it, Lord, to grow and help me to be able to grab it more as I chew and grow it, Father, and be applied in my life, Lord God. Help me for my failures of not trusting you. And God, help us as Grace Baptist Church, Lord. Help us grow, Lord. These people love you, Lord. I love you, and we know you're a great God, Lord. But it's our unbelief that hinders us, Father. Now help us to see it and help us apply it in our lives. And so people see that you are a great, mighty God, and you work through us, Lord God. I love you, Father. And help us to take these truths and carry it with us, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we exercise, you know, you use and you kind of apply your life. Our faith is kind of exercise faith to faith. And, you know, it shows a little bit more in my life. The righteousness of God, it does reveal from faith to faith. It shows like His holiness. I mean, the righteousness of God, I see that He's a holy God. I mean, more of holiness I see He is than He's pure, or He's a just God. He's a God that doesn't change. He's an all-powerful God. You think about the attributes of God. I mean, we were doing Bible studies and doing discipleship with two different men, and I was talking about the omnipotence of God. If God is all-powerful and He can do anything, then, and He's on my side, I'm His son, then why do I worry about everything? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I need something, can't God do it? Or, listen, I'm in this situation and God is everywhere. Doesn't He know I'm in that situation? I mean, God, I mean, He knows everything. And He's everywhere. And listen, He's with me and He doesn't leave me. I mean, the more I see how God is in my life and He shows Himself, my faith increased by one step at a time, faith to faith. And He reveals Himself closer to me. I mean, because who He is. And I pour out my heart to God and say, these are some things, Lord, I said, it's out of my control. And I give it to Him. And He moves in the hearts of men and do things. And He shows Himself to me. So I see the holiness and a righteous and a powerful God that can move men by His hand. I mean, it's just faith to faith. So Brother Dale says, hearing the preacher talking about Abraham, he said, you know, I thought about how could Abraham sacrifice his son? Listen, he didn't do it the first day. But it was faith to faith, and God revealed Himself more and more, and he learned who God was. You know, we can know who He is. We got the power of God in our life. We come up with excuses and say, well, I don't got time, or I can't do this, or I'm watching TV, I'm too tired. I mean, we come up with excuses why we can't do anything for God. And listen, why do we try to do it in our own abilities? Now, I do believe that I need to work like it all depends on me and pray like it all depends on God. I really do believe that. I tell my daughter, I said, look, you go to college, you work like it depends on you, but you really do need to pray like it depends on God to work in your life and in your life, in my life. Listen, we all really do depend on God. But listen, doesn't Matthew 7:7 still work? Ask and you shall. Seek and you shall. Knock and it shall. Is that still true? I mean, it really is. And that's why we pray. We're letting God work through us. And listen, I believe we can do anything. I believe we can do anything we really put our minds to if we want to do it. I mean, I think if I want to be a millionaire, and yes, you want to be a millionaire, if that's what you want, you could probably do it too. I mean, I think there's what stops us from doing anything. But imagine when we got God in our life and we're doing the will of God, what really does stop us? What really does stop you from reaching the world? What is really stopping you to win somebody to Jesus Christ? Or if you're working to want us to really reach those boys and girls and the ones that are tough, and what's stopping you? Nothing. Except ourselves. You know, we come up with excuses. I don't got money, or I don't got time, or I'm not smart. Have you ever used that phrase? I'm not smart. I'm not dumb. And ain't that foolishness? Ain't that foolishness? But we use that? I mean, I'm not the only one. You come up with stuff like that. But we use those things. We say we can't do it, and we really can. And it should be a challenge in our life. Somebody says you can't do it. You know, the challenge does. They say, have you heard that? I mean, I don't know if you ever heard it, but I've heard it. Sow when it don't work. I've heard independent Baptist churches say, sow when it don't work anymore. I'm just telling you, it's a lie. It's a lie. It does work. The thing is, it challenged me. I'm going to prove it wrong. Because I believe God can change lives. I really do. I believe we can knock on doors and all that. I don't think Joseph come here by coincidence. I believe God brought Joseph here. Listen, Tim came here, and yeah, he's seeing some girl and all that, I understand. But I'm telling you, God worked in that boy's heart, not because of us. We worked in our hearts because we go door knocking. We've been praying, and men and women's been praying. I'm not sure what y'all praying about, but I hope you're praying about souls of men. I hope you're praying that people get saved. I hope you pray that God works in this church. I don't want just a bunch of people here. I want lives changing. I want boys and girls to grow and have a desire for the Lord. But I want God to work in my life, in your life. Listen, I believe God brought them because of prayer. It gives us energy and the power to do it. What's that verse? I can do all things through. Is that true? I mean, I'm just talking to you. I got 20 minutes. And I can stop there. And just, really, we should have prayer. Can I do all things through Christ's strength? Did God call us to Grace Baptist Church to reach the world? Yes or no? Can we do it? Did God call us to reach Zachary? Did He really? Can we do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? I think we can. That's right. We can do it through Him. But He ain't going to do it without us, is He? We sit here and do nothing. Nothing's going to happen. So, yeah, you're right. But He says, I called you and I want you to go out and do something. If you go do it, I will help you win the world. I mean, I can do all things. Listen, God can use you. Listen, you say, I can't teach a Sunday school class. That's a lie. You can. You say, I can't win nobody in Jesus Christ. That's a lie. Because who really wins anybody? I'm just telling them what Jesus Christ did. And what He did in my life and changed my life. I was talking to Joseph. Well, I hope I don't bother you, but I like you, Joseph. You challenged my heart. But I would say, look, Joseph, this is what God said. If Joseph had to look at God's word and say, you know what? I believe God. Can God save? I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Now, let me just get my introduction. If God gives us a promise, I should be able to claim that promise, shouldn't I? Is it? You said the religion, the thought, Brother Jack says something about Catholicism teaches a presumptuous sin. Is it presumptuous me? Is it presumptuously? Is it wrong for me to say that I'm going to heaven because I trust Jesus Christ as my personal Savior? Is that wrong? Can I say that? Is that okay? Can I say that if I call on Jesus Christ, He's going to save me? So when I, May 9th, 1999, old knothead Carl Stanley got on his knees and said, God, save me. And I asked Him to save me. And I trust John 10:13 to save me. Am I going to heaven? Okay, if I'm really trusting the blood of Jesus Christ, I know you don't know 100%, but I'm just 100% trusting God's going to save me. Now, if He's going to save me, is that presumptuously saying that God's going to do something? I'm just trusting, I'm demanding. Listen, if I can trust that, then I can't trust Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Can I trust Matthew 7:7, if you ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall. Can I trust that the same out? Come on now. This is sentences really to pray. I just want to just kind of talk to you. I'm just trying to get us to be real. We're talking about missions and we just had a prayer meeting. But, you know, were you praying along or were you praying some things? Were you really trying to get a hold of God and say, help these people? You know, are we really looking for God to answer prayers? I mean, can we do these things? And that's, I believe I can claim the promises of God and really demand God to fulfill that promise. I can say, you know what? God, I expect you to save me. God, I know, you know, I've asked you, I'm trusting you, I'm depending on you to do it. I can do the same thing, say, God, now there's a need, you said you'll supply that need. I'm expecting you to provide that need. I mean, if God said, go to Zachary and preach the gospel, and he says, I want you to pastor that church, should I expect God to be with me? Should I expect God to power build my life? Should I expect God to make this church grow in His name if I do what's right? Should I expect it? Now, does it mean that not everybody's going to be happy with me? People get upset. I mean, we all get upset in my own house. My house, my wife's not always happy with me. I'm not always happy with her. But we get along. When she realizes I'm right. And y'all learn too. Right, Miss Phoebe? Yeah, natural. No. But listen. Can I expect it? Listen, I want to... Am I helping you? I'm really trying to get us to say that we can expect God to do anything, to fulfill His promises, expect Him. This is really is the sense of, number one, is this: we can really trust Him. Look at Philippians 4:19, and we're not going to get it. And God help me if I'm, I should have just rattled through it. But I just want to talk to us about really incentive. Faith by faith. Listen, righteousness of God is revealed. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply some of my needs according to some of His riches. No? What does that say? Somebody read that for me. I'm from Alabama.
But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory.
Now, if God says He'll supply all my need, right? All your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Is that telling me that I can get up and really say, God, did God promise to provide my needs? Is He promised to provide my needs? Should I expect that any need I got, He's going to supply that need? I mean, really hold on. Can I trust that verse like I do Romans 10:13? Can I run like John 3:16? I mean, can I really depend on that and say, God, You promised, and I'm not just being like arrogant, but I'm saying, what You said, it just the same arrogance or what you want to call it, and say, You said You're going to save me, saying, God, You're going to supply my need. Can I not expect that? Then why we don't do it? Think about it. I don't. I mean, sometimes I go, how are we going to... My wife said the engine light came on, and the first thing I said, oh my goodness, how are we going to do? Can't afford to buy a car. You ever do that? But if it drops, it falls apart, blows up, is God's going to take care of me? I may have to buy a horse, but listen, He's going to take care of me, isn't He? Not maybe what I expect, but He's going to supply my need. It's a relationship. I'm trying to depend on God and work with Him and live. But am I right that He's going to supply me? Then are we getting answered prayers, Grace Baptist Church? Are we really getting answered prayers in our life? I mean, we didn't really get a hold of God. And listen, I mean, there's some needs and things. Or financial, whatever it is. I mean, you really get a hold of God and say, God, I'm expecting and He's going to supply. And really expecting, looking for it. You get off your knees. Do you get up really looking for it to supply? If you say, Lord, we're money's tight. I don't have any groceries. I've been in a situation where we didn't have no money. And we didn't have hardly any food. I didn't know how we were going to do it. And God did supply. But I wasn't going to tell everybody in the world about it, but I went to my God and said, look, there's a need. Do you have that faith? Faith to faith. Listen, you can trust God. He's going to apply to me. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. So when I get up in the morning and walk out of my door every day and believe that God is going to do exactly what He says He's going to do, should I expect that? Should I really expect that God is going to provide? Did He say that God is going to make some of it? He said, God is able to make all grace abound towards me. I mean, I can look and say, God's going to take care of me and provide. He's able to do it. And He says He has all sufficiency. So He's able to provide all the things that's sufficient that I need. Is He not? So why do I worry about everything? Why do you worry about so much? I know you do. We all do. What? Listen to this. Is God able to us to find people that need Jesus Christ? Is God able to help you tell somebody how to get saved? Is God able to provide to take care of you or help somebody? Is God able? We know those truths, don't we? But are we putting them to practice? Listen, it really gives us a sense to pray that there. You know what? Yes, it is. Are you praying like you ought to be praying? A lot of times we don't pray because we really don't expect God to do that. So instead of praying about it, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it myself. Why am I trying to do it myself when I got God to provide for that? Now I go to God and say, now God, you want me to go to work and do this and this and this. And you know, God, listen, this, we got the missions conference, we got the building fund. I can say, you know what, God, you want me to do this? I don't have to sit back in my office and do nothing. I don't even expect you to go to a job and sit there in your chair and do nothing. God expects you to do your job, but He's able to give you what you need, ability to do your job sufficiently, isn't He? But He'll take care of you. If you want to work tomorrow and they give you a pink slip and say, go home, does your life destroyed? Is God able? But will God supply? But we live on the world, we don't live that way. We're worrying about everything. God does take care of us. He said He's able to supply our needs. And listen, I should really expect Him to do exactly what He said He's promised to do. And I should expect that, shouldn't I? I really should expect God to do it. So I get up, and I really get up, and I say, God is able, and He's going to provide. He says He's going to supply. He says, having all sufficiency in all things, may it abound to every good work. Now, if it doesn't apply to good, it's not going to get it. But if it's applied to good work, everything's good, I expect that. I should expect that to get what's good is sufficiency. I mean, really expecting God. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 32. And we'll stop here. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Bible said that, you know, my God is supplying all my needs according to His riches and glory. God is able to make all grace abound towards me, that you have always sufficiency in all things. Then that means in Romans chapter 8, verse 32, let me find it. It says, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Did He hold back His Son for me and you? Did He hold His Son back for the world? Did He give His Son for the whole world? Why would He hold anything back from us? Think about it. Why would He hold back anything? And He says here that in 8:32, He says that He delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? I mean, if he gave His Son, He promised to provide all things, and we can do accomplish whatever He wants us to do. And if I really believe God's promises, my looking at life, situation, and circumstances should be different. I should really kind of expect, you know, that God's going to take care of me. It doesn't matter what situation is. I should wake out of my bed and walk out of my door every single day and don't worry about nothing. Nothing. I mean, what's going to happen to me if He takes me home? What happens if the moon falls on me? The stars falls on me? What am I worrying? My car, my van breaks down, my truck breaks down. Listen, the natural tendency for me, and probably the same for you, is what? We worry, and, you know, oh Lord, what are we going to do? How are we going to fix this? Got no money. I mean, unless y'all doing pretty well, but and I know some of you retired, but I don't live 6 months from 6 months. A little paycheck to paycheck. If these gentlemen forget to sign a check, we're going to call them. But why am I worrying about everything? He provides, He supplies, and He's able. And why would He hold back anything from me? You know, we get looking at faith promise. It ain't about money. It's about trusting Him. It really is trusting about Him. And really, our hearts, the decision is about the souls of men. But you take faith promise out of the picture this week and this month, what would be the difference? It's a relationship with Him depending on. We shouldn't worry about nothing, guys. We can really trust Him. Really can trust Him. If I can trust Him to save me and give me a home forever, can I trust Him with my wallet? Can I trust Him with my family? Can I trust Him with my house? Can I trust Him with my life? Can I trust Him that He will answer my prayers? Can I? Same promise that I really expect Him to do. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I really do expect Him. So I say this question many, many times to people and say, when you stand there and if you stand in the pearly gates and you see Peter or you see Jesus, what would you say? And my answer is, I did exactly what you told me to do, and I called on you and trusted you because you said you died and paid my sin debt. You said you shed that precious blood of yours, and you said you rose and you gave me your word. And your word said, if I call on you, you said you'll save me. I'm trusting you. I'm expecting you to let me step aside. And I wouldn't say that. I'd be on my face. But I would say that same statement that I'm expecting you because you said. You said. And you're not a liar. Can I not say that tonight, that He'll supply your needs? Can I not say that He's able? Can I say that He won't withhold anything good from you? Then I cannot say to you, if you're worried about everything like I do, you're sinning against a holy, precious, almighty God. Because we're saying He's unable. We're saying He lies. We're saying He can't do it. There should be a difference in this, ain't it? I know it's not the normal. But I just thought about incentive. I'm going to talk again next Wednesday. Maybe I'll make a 3-sermon and make it easier on me. I'm so tired. But guys, let's Grace Baptist Church start getting some answered prayers in our life. You say, I preacher, God answer my prayers. But are you there? Are you there? Do you believe that you can spend time praying with your kids and get answered prayers? Can you really say, God, listen, kids, let's ask God and God will do because He said He'll do? Do you have that confidence? Because you don't have it, they won't have it. But He's able. Let's all stand, heads bowed, eyes closed. You know, as far as I know, everybody in this room is made a profession of faith. But I got to ask that same question. It's the most important question. If you die today, do you know 100% sure? He is able. He will supply the need. He supplied His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you. He said, you trust me and I'll save you. Call upon me. He said, I'll save you. You depend on me and I'll save you. I'll give you all things. I'll give you eternal life. But you know what the funny thing is? That same promise that He says to me and to you that's saved and says, you trust me and I'll take care of your needs. You seek after me, you look for me, I'll answer that. I'll supply and I'm able to do it. And I won't withhold nothing good. But you've got to come to me. I think we all can come to the altar tonight and say, God, forgive me for not really trusting and depending on you. Let's spend some time in prayer tonight. As piano plays, you come.